every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This is a rare time when I'm in one country and Bob's in another. Broadcasting from Edinburgh, Scotland, on a epic 10-day Scotland golf and family vacation. Certainly amazing times over here that we'll share with you. Bob's in the great state of Texas with visiting some of his family. So neither of us are in the state of Utah right now, but we appreciate you tuning in if you are there on our home station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, or however you are accessing the show. At Real Golf is our X handle, and Real Golf Radio is our Instagram. I will be posting some photo dumps coming up here of some of the trip and some of the places we played. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the things that I've learned that might help you on your upcoming Scotland golf vacation, or if you're planning it, and I hope you are planning it, and if you are, plan it well in advance. That is your best opportunity. Let me tell you what, the COVID pandemic, for as awful as it was the jump starter for the game of golf, and that wasn't just for the United States. Scotland has felt that same boom over here, and I'll tell you what, trying to get on some of the golf courses that you've heard about, the golf courses you've seen on TV, perhaps in the open rotation, those are very difficult to get on, and you need to be planning a year in advance for some of them, right? And we'll talk about that coming up. Also, the FedEx Cup fall is underway in Napa. Ryder Cup teams are in action on both sides of the pond, and we will talk about how those teams are coming together and the FedEx fall and how it all plays out with the schedule, the opportunities, and so forth. So, Bob, I appreciate you being my sidekick on what might be a little bit of a Scotland memory dump here, but it's going to be fun, and we have a lot to offer too.
Well, and, you know, I've had the opportunity to be over there a few times, but, you know, the last time we were there together was 2005 when we went to see Tiger Woods win at the Old Course, and opportunity to play Carnoustie with my dad, and we got to play see the Castle course as it was being built, playing, you know, Crail and King's Barnes and, you know, some courses over there was extremely, extremely fun to get our you know, our taste buds wet as far as links golf is concerned.
Yeah, no question. I've thought a lot about our trip back then and told a few stories as well. We'll get into it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace-of-mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com where you can book your stay and play at the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. Keep in mind this time of year, they are prepping for the upcoming Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert, which is coming up October 23rd through the 26th. You can get your tickets at bankofutahchampionship.com. And there's still some hospitality packages are available. This is going to be a good one, Bob, because it rolls right into our FedEx Cup fall discussion. But blackdesertresort.com for all of your accommodations and exclusive real estate opportunities, as well as bankofutahchampionship.com for all the details around the tournament. The fall finish, FedEx Cup fall, I should say, is underway. This week they're in Napa playing the Pro Core. A lot of the Ryder Cuppers are there. And then we'll get back to talking some Scotland, but I've got to hit this real quick. This is important because the way that they have trimmed everything down, you only have the top 50 right now are in for all of the events for the 2026 season.
And that's signature amazing. Events, correct.
Right. I'm talking about all the events.
Yes.
So to get into those, to have a chance to get into all of them, the top 10 at the end of the FedEx fall get in via the Aon 10, next 10, they
correct.
Call it. So
correct.
You're talking numbers 51 through 60 at the mm-hmm. end of these fall FedEx fall events. So that makes this week and then coming up the rest of the schedule, which includes the Bank of Utah Championship. Here's what the schedule looks like. You go from this week at Procore, then you've got Sanderson Farms, October 2nd through 5th, Bay Current Classic in Japan, the 9th through the 12th, and then there's a week off, and then it's the Bank of Utah Championship, the 23rd through the 26th. Matt McCarty, the defending champ of the inaugural event last year. And then into November, you got Worldwide Technology Championship in Cabo. El Cardinal, it's Tiger Woods course. Then you go Bermuda at Port Royal in Southampton, and then the RSM Classic at Sea Island. So that is where it ends. And after that point in time, those top 10 are in. They don't get into the Century in Kapalua, but
correct.
They get into Pebble Beach and Genesis at Riviera. So don't you think? I love how they've put some weight on playing FedEx Fall if you're not already in the top 50, because getting your year started off inside the signature events is crucial. Just don't you think sets the table for the rest of the year?
Yes, it does. You know, the guys that finish in the top 70 that got into that first event at for the FedEx Cup playoffs, those guys all get their card for the year. But the top 50 is where you want to be. You want to be there because you get any event plus all the signature events. Top 30, of course, is everything plus all the majors. But, you know, even in the 70, it behooves you to play some in the fall. And the guys that are outside the 70, because they're basically vying for to get in the top 100 to have a place to play next year on the PGA Tour. But the top 70 and, you know, from 60 and above, you know, those guys are trying to make sure that they have an opportunity to keep their card and then also have an opportunity, if they play well enough in those events in the fall, to be able to bounce into the top 50.
Here's some of the names that are outside the top 60 right now that would not be in Pebble Beach and Genesis that you might expect would be there. Mackenzie Hughes at 65, Tony Finau at 66, Emiliano Grillo at 68, Gary Woodland at 72, Nikolai Højgaard at 73, Ben On at 74, Keith Mitchell at 75, right? I mean, those are pretty big names, you know. Speaking of our defending champion at Bank of Utah Championship, Matt McCarty sits 82. So there's some guys there that have had some decent success, winners on the PGA Tour, and you want to jump in. You want to get into those event those signature events. So the FedEx Fall, you know, Jordan Spieth, by the way, is at 54. Jake Knapp at 55. So Chris Kirk at 51. When you start looking at some of these guys, Wyndham Clark at 56, those are some of the players that are expecting to be in that top 50. And in order to stay in that top 60, in order to stay in that top 60, they're probably going to need to play some FedEx Fall events or they're going to slide.
Yeah. Or the other way would be to get, you know, a sponsor's exemption. Ricky Fowler took advantage of some of those with his play. And those guys that are going to get sponsors exemptions into the events are going to be guys that are better known players trying to get into them.
No doubt about it. All right. So this week at the Pro Court, a lot of talk about the Ryder Cup and the Ryder Cup teams. What do you make of what they're doing as far as strategy-wise, making sure that the team plays? Because one of the knocks on them was that these guys showed up in, was it France?
Italy.
Was it Paris? Or was it Italy? It was Italy.
Yeah, sorry.
It was Italy last year. They showed up at Italy 2 years ago, and they'd been off for a month and didn't seem to be sharp. So this is the idea of, hey, let's all play together as a team. 10 of them are playing, and they're trying to stay sharp. Is it enough playing right now, given that the Ryder Cup is, you know, still a couple
weeks away? Yeah, it is enough. I think to keep the competitive juices flowing, you know, and maybe the guys are saying, oh, well, it's just a lay down event. I'm just here to practice and keep going. But that's, you know, that wouldn't be their mindset. I think they would use this as an opportunity. So, you know, when you get guys paired together like Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley, that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of what you might see. And both those guys are playing some good golf, you know, and as well as a lot of them are. You know, Ben Griffith in the first round shot 8 under par. J.J. Spahn shot 5 under par. You know, Sam Burns shot a couple under par. You know, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Young, Justin Thomas, all those guys shot even par in the first round. So it gives the guys an opportunity to kind of warm up, get another competitive event under their belts. The only two guys that aren't playing are Bryson DeChambeau, and of course he's on LIV Golf. So he is there for the team bonding and festivities, and he will be there all week. Also not playing is Xander Schauffele. His wife just had a baby this week. So that's what's going on there. And then they're going to, you know, they're going to get together early probably at Bethpage and get a few rounds in prior to tournament week starting.
And you got the Europeans that are playing this week at BMW as well.
Yeah, they are. And they're actually playing quite well. You know, when you think of guys that were picked, you know, Victor Hovland has really not played well all year long. And here he is after the end of the first two rounds, and he's at 11 under par, and he's leading the golf tournament, along with Ludvig Åberg, who won early in the year on the PGA Tour and has not played extremely well. And then you've got, you know, guys like Justin Rose, who won in the playoffs. He's at 9 under par. And then you start going down the list, Matthew Fitzpatrick, who hasn't played well. He's tied for 14th at 6 under par. Tyrrell Hatton, who is a LIV Golf player and is playing for the Europeans, he's at 5 under par. John Rahm as well is at 4 under par and tied for like 26th or something like that. It's amazing that when this time of year comes around, how they start to play better, huh?
Well, they do seem to have that knack, no question about it. I still have concerns. I'm a little worried about our team going into Bethpage, but I'm hopeful that it's the 13th man, that is going to make the difference with the home crowd there cheering on Team USA just outside of New York City, and we will spend so much time the next 2 weeks talking about that. We got to take a break when we come back. Got to get a little bit into, again, this Scotland trip. I teased that I talked about how do you get on the old course. I want to run through my experience, talk about some of those golf courses, and then, as promised, my interview with Neil Hampton, who's the GM at Royal Dornick. This was really cool. And I'm telling you, his attitude and approach to being the caretaker of one of the great venues in golf is refreshing and really cool to listen to. Plus, he has an excellent accent, right? Obviously. So that's all straight ahead. Thanks for joining us from Scotland and Texas, your two favorite golf guys right here on Real Golf Radio.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center, or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Again, chatting with you from Edinburgh, Scotland. Spent the last 9 days or so traveling around the country here, playing a little bit of golf, seeing the countryside. It's a cool place, and Bob and I came over here 20 years ago, covered the 2005 Open Championship. It was awesome to be here. We had a chance to play so many of the great golf courses. So coming back here was super cool to kind of relive that. I've been thinking a lot about our time over there, Bob, and the places that we played. Let's start with St. Andrews, because that's where we went first.
Mm-hmm.
St. Andrews, the town, is... I mean, they call it the old gray tune, right? I mean, the way it sits and the old buildings that are seemingly built in and around the golf course. The history of seeing the yellow scoreboard right there behind the 18th green.
Is it still always there?
It's not there, but you can envision it. You can envision it there for when it's there for the Opens. The R&A Clubhouse, Rusex Hotel, Dunvegan Hotel, like all of it's right there, right? The Jigger Inn, the Old Course Hotel. It's such a cool place. So here's a couple of things. There's member, by the way, parking, you need to get coins. That's one thing I learned. You can park over by the new course and they'll trolley you up, they'll shuttle you up to the old course. But if you're in a hurry like I was and you want to just get to the old course, there's a parking lot there, but you got to get the little pound coins. Coins are still a thing here, Bob.
Yes.
When's the last time you had coins in your pocket back home? Honestly.
Hardly ever.
So that's the one thing. I would also highly encourage you, if you're coming over here, go ahead and do some exchanging before you get here of American. Nobody wants to take American dollars.
To pounds.
Yeah, get the pounds and make sure you get some coins. So they have pounds that are coins. That's where you feed the meter, because they do have an app over here. Sounds progressive. Let me tell you what, it doesn't really work. Because you have to register your email and you have to get the confirmation email or the confirmation text, and it just doesn't like it in the international communication scene. Let's just put it that way. So without an app, you're left. And my brother, in his hurry to make a tee time, parked, didn't have any coins, so just left it there. Got a parking ticket. Guess how much?
Do tell.
150 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a $220 parking ticket. That's steep.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that sucked. But let me tell you what we did. So there's two ballots when you get to the old course. There is the 48 hours notice ballot, where you can do up to a four. You have to have at least two of you, and you can go up to a foursome. So we put in for that. We didn't get drawn. Now, the day before, on Thursday, mm-hmm. when we arrived, we already knew we weren't going to be playing as a group on Friday. So on Thursday, we put in for the group ballot for Saturday. We didn't get drawn. So we were 0 for we knew we weren't playing. So the only chance we had was Friday and Saturday singles. Now, the cool thing about the singles is you have to be on site. So you walk into the little pro shop and you use their iPad to actually submit your registration, and you have to take a picture using their iPad so it recognizes you. You can't be substituting. You can't say, hey, I'm going to do this for my brother or whatever.
Right.
So we put in, and then you wait. And at 5 o'clock, it closes and you get a notification that the ballot's closed, and this is like Christmas morning. You're like, oh my gosh, am I gonna get it? And then around 5:20, they start notifying people that got tee times. So my brother gets a text. Congratulations, you have a 12:50 tee time. Mm. And we're like, wow, congratulations. And none of the rest of us were getting anything. Pretty soon, about 20 minutes later, I get a notification that I've been waitlisted, and I'm waitlist number 7. And I'm like, oh, I'm in for sure. Because everyone told me, if you're inside the top 15 or 20, you're probably going to get on.
Yeah.
And so by the time, and then it says, if you want to remove your name, you can remove your name. By the time the night was over, I was number 5. So a couple guys had decided they weren't going to wait around, right?
Right.
So here's where the inside information comes. I'd been told, just get there early. See what happens. The first tee time's at like 7, depends on the time of the year, 6:30 or 7. So I got up and I got there early. I got there actually at a little after 7 o'clock. And I walked in and I talked to the lady. And she was super sweet, by the way. If you have a chance to see Marion out there, she's very lovely. There was a guy in front of me, and he was, when I was waiting to talk to her, he couldn't make his tee time because they had a flight. And they got a tee time that drew out in the afternoon. And he was trying to exchange it for the morning. And there was like, there's nothing we can do for you. Sorry. So that's not a thing. You can't be switching tee times if you get drawn, just so you know. However, right. When I got up to talk to her, I said, hey, I'm checking in. I'm number 5 on the wait list. She goes, oh, yeah, yeah. She goes, there's nobody here in front of you. So she said, we'll probably get you out at 8:40. And I'm like, really? Wow. And I'm like, so now I'm pumped, right? Gina's with me. We get something to eat. We're sitting in there. Well, I'm like, we're going to hang out. I'm so excited.
Having some haggis for breakfast?
Negative. So so I say to Marion, I said, hey, I said, my brother drew out for a tee time. He's got a 12:50. Is there any chance he could play with me, you know, in the morning? And she looked at me. She goes, is he here? And I was like, no, but he could be. He's about 15 minutes away. Well, it's a long shot, but you may want to call him. So I'm texting my brother, who got in, by the way, the night before. We had been in Paris and stuff for a couple days.
In Paris, yeah.
So we were a little more acclimated, but I was worried about him and waking him up and that kind of thing. So I texted him, and he's not answering. Finally, he gets my text like 30 minutes before our tee time. And I go to Marion, and he goes, hey, I'll come. I'd like to come play. I said, well, hustle. So I tell her, I go, what do you think? She's like, I don't know. We like him to be here 10 minutes before. So he's cruising. He gets up, dressed, grabs his stuff, out the door, flies in. And he's like, I'm like, he's 2 minutes away. I'm like, you're on the tee. And she goes, I think we should cancel. I go, what if I just paid for him and he just missed the first hole? She goes, oh, I hate for him to miss the first hole. That's such an important thing. And I'm like, I understand, but he wants to play. Okay, we'll let you do that. So he caught up to me on the first green. That's why he left his car in the parking lot, didn't pay at the traffic ticket,
yeah,
or the parking ticket. So we end up playing together, which was super magical. So all I'm saying is there are room. What I figured is the ace card is if you have a tee time.
Yes.
The next is if you have a low wait list. So we were able to play around. We finished in the afternoon. He missed a hit in that opening tee shot, but he played everything else. And it was awesome. It was so cool. We had a perfect day. It was sunny. It was light winds. It was really, really fun. Golf course was great. Greens were not nearly. Bob, remember when we played the day after?
Yeah.
How fast it was? Like the golf course was fast. Golf course doesn't play that fast on the regular. The greens weren't, you know, there wasn't. Remember, it felt like the greens were so much slower than the.
Yeah.
It didn't feel that way as much this time, but it was super cool.
Yeah. The thing that's interesting about the old course is you can get away with a lot. There's a lot of, you know, like, normal links style golf courses, bump and run, you know, everybody that the thing that everybody says about the old course, if you're going to miss a shot, you don't miss it right, you miss it left. Left you can play all day from. And then, you know, the other thing that's really cool about that golf course is that at certain times of the year, you have a chance to play it backwards.
Once a year, they told me.
Once a year.
Yeah. So, and they said it's pretty cool.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the other thing is a must is you have to have a caddy.
Yep.
The caddies are critical. And here's an irony. My two brothers-in-law drew out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And my one brother-in-law got the same caddy I did. So
awesome.
That was pretty cool. So they got talking. He goes, wait a minute. He goes, "Is your brother the golf radio show guy?" It was pretty funny. This guy was a crack up, Bob. Kenny was a crack. And I kept thinking of Caddy. Caddy Mark. And I thought Caddy Mark would love Kenny. Like, they are two peas. Kenny is the Scottish version of the caddy. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, that's awesome.
Funny.
That's awesome.
Witty. Knows his stuff. All that kind of thing. It was pretty cool. Other observations. They always talk about, can the old course withstand the, you know, the new players and the new technology? We didn't play the championship tees. As you know, they don't let you play the championship tees.
Sure.
In fact, we played one up. We didn't even play the back tees as they had it, which was fine. I used to care about that stuff. I don't anymore. We had a good time. I will say this though, that golf course can be had. I mean, I was two under par going into 15, and it was a nice day. I think that all changes with the wind. But, you know, I keep thinking about these guys, and, you know, they can shoot 20 under par on this golf course. And sure. I don't see it being that big of a deal. It all is sure. weather dependent, right? And, of course, the magnitude of winning a Claret Jug in the Open Championship. So,
but all links courses are weather dependent, as you said. Yes.
So it was a cool time. I hope everybody has an opportunity to experience the old course. The other thing is we went up to I forgot the name of it, but it's right there in the hotel, just to the right of the 18th fairway. Mm-hmm. And it's on the very top. And there's a restaurant up there overlooking St. Andrews and watching the sunset. And it was brilliant. Such a cool scene. The Old Course Hotel might be the best pro shop, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like all the, they have a Travis Matthew pop-up pro shop. Well, mm-hmm. right there behind the 18th green, which is pretty cool. And they got some specific tartan that is only for the old course that you can only get right there. So that was cool. I actually got some socks. That's as far as I went on that one. But then the Old Course Hotel Pro Shop, they have the regular pro shop right there off to the right of the green. But down in the Old Course Hotel, I think they had the best merch. So if you want to know about that, walking around the town, some great food, all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you this last thing about the old course. When I got to the 18th tee box, and I told you I was playing pretty good.
Yes.
There were about 80 people standing around. And I got nervous, Bob. And I was like, I need to hit a good one. And I hit the worst tee shot, high right, and this thing was going into the hotel. I turned around and walked away. I was like, I am going to cry. It's going to hit a windshield. It's going to hit in the hotel. And the wind blew it, and it stayed about 5 yards inside the fence.
Give me a bounce.
Oh, man. That was nerve-wracking. I realized how pathetic of a golfer I am when I did that with 80 people standing around, let alone hundreds of thousands. Can you imagine during the Open trying to hit that shot? Anyway. Hey, when we come back, we'll continue talking about Lynx Golf. Royal Dornick, Neil Hampton, next right here on Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, the new Callaway X-Forged and X-Forged Max irons have arrived. The new forged irons feature single-piece forging for pure, responsive feedback and a tri-level sole for superior turf interaction. Swing by Uinta Golf to be the first to test drive the new Callaway X-Forged and X-Forged Max irons. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Had a chance to visit with the general manager at Royal Dornick, Neil Hampton. Here's our conversation. Pleased to be here at Royal Dornick with the general manager, Neil Hampton, is my guest. And as we've been talking, this is such a bucket list opportunity for me to come out here. You've heard about Royal Dornick all your life, and to make the pilgrimage, as it feels like, it's a special ground. It feels holy ground. When I've been to places like Augusta, Pine Valley, Pebble Beach, you know, you feel Olympic Club, where Bob's dad won the U.S. Open. You just feel winged foot. You feel like these places are special in the game. This has that feel. What is it like to just be here every day and to see people like me come in so excited to be here?
Oh, I think you've said the right thing. Everybody that gets here is very excited. They've thought about it a lot. They've learned about it. They've researched the history. The Donald Ross name is also very big, you know, so they are excited. It's a royal club, which also has a certain significance to them. So they come here with a lot of excitement, a bit of apprehension. So it's our job, as we do in Scotland, because Scotland is the game in Scotland is for ours to share. It's not for ours to keep. Mm. So we're always welcome of people to come and play our golf course. We're very proud of it, so we want people to see it. So it's our job, as soon as you walk in property, Brian, it's to break down those barriers of it's a very important place, yes, but is it got big rules? No. Is it laid back? Yes. You know, is it stuffy? No. You know, it's a royal club. Does that mean I've got to wear a collar and tie? No. What we try and do is make sure that you understand this is all about golf. This is us making sure that you come here to enjoy playing our course, because we're very proud of it. We're lucky to see it every day. We're lucky to get a chance to play it most days. So we want to share that excitement that we have, that we get to see all the time, with you, because we know it's special. So if things are special, we should share them. And that's the ethos we have. It's like I said, it's not ours to keep, it's ours to share. And my job here at Dornick is to make sure you play golf, not to stop you.
I love that. That might be one of the best things I've ever heard about the game of golf. Yeah, well done, Neil. So take us back. Obviously, there's some old Tom Morris roots here. I know the golf course dates previous to him. Give us a little history about Dornick and how it sort of came to be where it is today.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably spend the rest of your program waxing lyrical about history. It's one of my favourite things, and Dornick has a lot of it. You know, and the good thing is, I think for us, you can't pin the course design on one person. You know, it's changed through it, it's evolved throughout its life, it's had things done to it to make it better. You know, and what people have seen has really improved. One of the things we know is that when old Tom Morris was invited up here in 1886 to help us extend from 9 to 18, because our Secretary John Sutherland recognised that we needed to improve what we have, and 18 holes was then the done thing. Old Tom came here, and he's the guy that actually started putting the flags on top of the plateaus, not down in the bottom of the bowls, because that's what most golf courses were before, because that's the way you gathered water to make the grass grow. But Tom recognised that some of the landscape, some of the features that you're about to experience were so unique and so natural and so golf amazing, yeah, that he put the flags on top of the plateau. So when you play that course today, a lot of what you're going to play is thanks to old Tom Morris. You know, Donald Ross was here, but he didn't have any influence in design, but what it did was influence him. He's seeing what really worked in the golf scape. and has taken it and replicated, and not replicated maybe, but he's used those thoughts and those designs and those ideas and made some wonderful and some great courses. I mean, I'm going out to Pinehurst in a couple of weeks, we'll play number two and go, wow, this feels like home. So we're very lucky that way that we've had John Sutherland, a great man, and we're going to, there's a statue going up to him, but that statue also recognises Donald Ross, the two of them shaking hands when Donald left Dornoch in 1899 to go and seek his fortune. And when we realised back in 1899, the people of Dornoch, that America was a happening place and golf was a big sport. So a number of our golfers went over there, and if you have time in a clubhouse to go and look at the history of the 10 men of Dornoch that went to the United States and made some inroads there, Donald being the biggest name.
Well, I wasn't going to say, I love you. You start off by saying if you have something special, you share it. And you shared Donald Ross with us. And wow, I mean, the impact that he's had in American golf and really golf around the world is unmatched.
It is. And we're grateful because his name has really brought more people like you. The North American contingent are our biggest customers. They come here because of what they do of the game. And I think we're very lucky where Dornoch is now. You've had to travel to get here. And it's not just next to anything. You have to make a conscious effort to get here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's back. Thanks to Donald, his influence in the game of golf, but the people like you who understand the game. You're not a box ticker, you're an understanding, you're an enjoyer, you're intrigued by what it was. What did Donald have that he's done so well? So I want to see what it is. That's what you said, and that's what so many other people do, because it is a journey to get here, and we're pleased you make that journey. And if you've come this far, why can't we look after you?
Well, you're doing a great job. So that's a little bit of the history, and then you just made some significant announcements recently about some growth and expansion, including King and Collins. Talk a little bit about what that looks going to look like and timelines for that.
I think we should reverse a bit and say that back to John Sutherland, the history of the game. John was our second secretary. He was only 19 when he took the job. But what he realised was that Dornoch is such a small town, it could never survive on the local membership. You know, and we've discussed the fact that we welcome many people. We have about 14,000 guest rounds a year.
Wow.
And that makes up a huge portion of the income. And that drives a lot of economy through Dornoch. A lot of the things that happen in Dornoch are because the golfers are here. You know, the first year spend obviously directed to us, but second and third year. If you imagine that we've got, you know, 130 odd caddies, you know, all getting paid £100 around, all that sort of thing. There's about £750,000 from caddies goes directly into Dornoch economy because it's all cash. Anyway, moving on from that, I think John Sutherland would be very proud of what we're doing, the fact we're expanding our facilities. We have pieces of land that we've had for a while. Let's carry on growing the game by having more that people can do. The championship course is great, but there's only a certain type of people want to play championship golf. We want to invite everybody. We want to encourage everybody. We want to have things available for everybody who wants to play golf, whether you're young, you're old, you want to play a lot of golf, you want to play a little golf, I want to practice, I want to get lessons, I want to play my short game, you've only got an hour to spend. What can I do? All these things are what we want to provide to enhance and provide as many different avenues for the game of golf to be enjoyed by as many different people. And I really think that John, hopefully looking down at us, nodding his head, saying, yeah, that's what you should be doing to grow the game of golf in Dornoch, to grow the game of golf for everyone.
I love that. And so that brings it, by the way, John Sutherland, the same one I saw at the Dunrobin Castle, yeah?
That's the very one. I could spend the whole program talking about John, but he's been very influential, even now, because we understand what his ethos was and what he was trying to do for the town, for the club, and for the game of golf. He is a huge influence that people don't recognise. Donald, we've talked about, but John is equally and probably more, for us locally, as important.
And that takes us to this expansion. I guess there's going to be some updates to the Struy course, an additional course coming, as well as a practice facility, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. I mean, we had a very intensive and intriguing time. We had 9 golf course architects all gave us their proposal. And the brief was, here's all the land we have, all the land. We want you to use it. Give us the jigsaw puzzle for the future, because it's not going to take 5 or 10. It might take 15 or 20 years to finish what we're doing. But give us all the pieces so that we can see the future. And so King Collins were the ones that really grasped that and run with it. And when they presented to us, they were probably lucky that they were the last ones to present, and there's the whole board of us are going, oh, here we go. Same again, but it wasn't. This was completely different. They've blown us out of the water with their ideas of how to use the land. A brand new 18-hole golf course. They had Harris Kalinka do some impressions of what it was, and the stuff that Harris Kalinka do is almost lifelike, and that blew us away. Secondly, they talked about how we're going to change the Struy course. There's a lot of great holes on the Struy course, and they're going to retain them but build and enhance new holes in the same theme. The holes that we're losing from the Struy is where the practice ground is going to go. So we've got a 400-yard by 300-yard practice ground, which is what a lot of people are after. You know, let's hit balls, let's practice, let's warm up, let's do coaching. You know, so that comes along. And the final piece of land will be the par 3 course, an 18-hole par 3 course, which they recommend we put some lodges around so that people have this wraparound experience where you've had your championship golf course, you're sitting having a glass of whiskey on a deck right next to the 18-hole par 3, and some say, come on, why not? Let's get out there.
Can I invest right now in this, by the way? This is going to be phenomenal. Like, I'll just come. People can come, and I know there's the book, The Season of Dornick, that Lauren Rubenstein did, but, I mean, this literally provides a much easier opportunity to come and stay, right? I mean, right now, it's for our trip, it's a bit of a stopover, 2 days, but with this kind of setup, you could literally come and spend a week or two.
And that's very much our ambition. I've said, the whole point is the economy of Dornoch and the surrounding areas to keep that growing. We suffer at the moment from depopulation. There's nothing for the kids. Once they go to university, they never come back because we haven't created enough jobs, enough different jobs, you know, for them to do and say, I can have a future in Dornoch. So we can put all these things together. We do make it the destination, as you've rightly said, and that's what we want. Come here and spend your week here, because we've got other courses, Baroda, Gospe, Tain, which are equally great links courses. If we can build what we have, it supplements what they do. And really, the point is that you're going to stay here. We've got lovely hotels, more will come, and suddenly we are, and we'll say this out loud, we'd like to be the second after St. Andrews as your destination of choice.
Oh, I love that. So talk me through the golf course. So what am I going to experience today? I mean, I've read all the things, but as you know, until you experience it, you can't really know. And it could change day to day. It looks like I'm going to have, as you said, a proper wind today. Might even get a little spit of rain while I'm out there, not necessarily dead calm. What are the attributes? What are the shots required? And kind of, if for somebody that's new or thinking about Dornick, how would you kind of describe the challenge or the test and the what it presents?
I think we're not unique in the fact that you will see from the tee exactly the challenge ahead. What you'll see is a very generous fairway. When you get up there, it's a very generous green. But the undulations in the fairway, the shapes of the green, mean that it's so important which angle you're coming from and where you leave your ball. You know, it's not a long course, as we said, and there's plenty of run in the fairway because of a nice dry summer. But position off the tee, position on the green is absolutely vital. You'll probably maybe hit 12, 13, 14 greens, but you can be 30, 40, 50 feet away. should you miss the greens, then your short game has got to be razor sharp to do that. And it's understanding, and I think, as we in Scotland say, it's nothing to do with the yardage here. It's all about your imagination. If you can visualise the humps and rumbles, the undulations, the way the ball is going to bounce, you will then understand how to manoeuvre your ball round the golf course. Having a good short game, having a great putting stroke, having an aptitude for distance control off the tee and towards the green and on the green is something you're going to need. You're going to stand there and be in awe of the views. You're going to be delighted that you're here and breathing in the air, and then you'll turn around to face your shot. It's I liken the fact that it's a nice old lady, because some days she gives you everything. You get all the sweeties in the world, and the ball misses the bunker, the ball whips into the hole, it runs from the slope onto the green, and you come back the next day, Brian, and it all goes the wrong way. And it's it really does beat you up like that, because it's watching, saying, today is your day, and everything happens. Yeah. But it's a fun golf course like that, because all ages can play it. You know, we have a lot of younger people play it, a lot of older people. And again, if your game's not that sharp, you're not going to get beaten up badly. The rough isn't too thick. Say the fairways are generous. So you're going to enjoy what you do anyway. We have a lot of people that come in and say, yeah, beat me up, but gee, I loved it. There are many courses out there that you've talked about that are just hard golf courses. Ours isn't hard. It's difficult, but that's completely different from being hard. If you play the game the right way, if you get into the swing, the psyche of what links golf is, the bounce and run, it's not all about firing it at the pin and spinning it back. This is about understanding bounce and roll. If you have that before you stand on the first tee, let the wind be your friend, as somebody says. Don't fight the wind, play with the wind. It'll help you get the ball around the golf course. It's an amazing thing to have, that every day is different, but while the 18 holes are still the same. You really have fun with golfing your ball, as they say. If you've got that talent, that skill for trajectory and spin, then you can really golf your ball. But again, it's a bit between your ears. It's really going to make your day.
I love that.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
So a lot of people don't know Doornik as much because it's not in the rotation for the Open Championship, for instance, right? Are there regular tournaments that are played here? And with this new expansion and infrastructure, might there be additional tournaments being hosted here at Doornik?
Yeah, I mean, we're very close to the R&A, so we host many R&A events. We're very fortunate that we've hosted almost all of them, the Amateur Championship, the Home Internationals, the Jacques Leglise, the Vagland Trophy, and coming in 2028 is the Curtis Cup.
Mm.
You know, we have ambitions for Walker Cup, which has just been played at Cyprus, yep. But yeah, the Curtis Cup is coming to us in 2028. It's equally big in the ladies' game, so we're delighted to do that. We do have one of our own special events called the Carnegie Shield. That's our annual tournament that's played in the second week in August. It's two rounds of stroke play qualifying, top 32 into match play. There's different handicap flights as well as the scratch flight. And it's a fantastic week. Seven rounds of golf to win the Shield. The Shield was presented to us by Andrew Carnegie back in 1901.
Wow.
It's a beautifully hand-engraved silver. It's about 3 foot in diameter, and it sits in our trophy cabinet. Something, if you can, take a picture to try and share with your people. But understand, it's a great serious event, but it's a great fun event. One of the biggest things that we do, if there's a tie for the 32nd qualifier in the scratch section, we have a playoff. And we have, this year we had 100 people walking down the fairway. Some maybe had a refreshment in their hand, watching the five people playing for three places. And it was such a great atmosphere because it was a great spell of weather. So 100 people watching five very nervous golfers trying to qualify for the Carnegie Shield. It's a great fun event. People come year after year, make many friends, and all enjoy themselves. I have to say, the golf is very high standard for those that get that far. For those that don't, they make a great week of it.
Yeah. Is that something that's open? or do you have to be a member, or you can sign up and come play?
Well, it's a complete open, as we would call it. So you just need to get out in January, fill in the form, and come and see us.
Oh, I like that. I think we might have to do that one of these years. So that's terrific. Hey, Neil, thank you so much. Neil Hampton's the general manager here at Royal Dornick. I think my tea time's calling, so I'm going to head out. But thank you for spending a few minutes. This is such a special place, and really looking forward to getting out and enjoying it and experiencing what it has to offer.
It's been my pleasure, Brian. It's been great to speak to you, and I'm delighted I've spoken to you before you go out. I maybe not see you when you come in, but I hope you shoot me an email to say how much you've enjoyed it.
I will indeed.
And if you don't enjoy it, don't.
You got it. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, dear Brian. Yeah. Great to see you.
You bet. That was Neil Hampton. He's the general manager at Royal Dornick. What a cool experience. An upstanding guy. And I absolutely can't applaud enough the things that he said and the way he takes care of one of the great links venues in our great game. If you have an opportunity, do it. Make it a bucket list item. Visit Royal Dornick. It's outstanding. Stay tuned. The back nine with